There is no one else like life, we're getting stronger. The pool I felt was more than I could bear.
And I was on the verge.
And I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. But something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Suddenly before me, his temptation of his desire to steal away my dream. But I have found in times the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by his grace. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Guiding me constantly, he's giving me victory. He's a reality. Jesus is holding me. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. It be constantly giving me. The reality, for Jesus is holding me. He's a reality. He's a reality. For Jesus keeps holding me. He's a reality. He's a reality. For Jesus keeps holding me.
Touch your people once again. Hallelujah. We need wisdom, we need power, we need true love for each other. Amen.
We need wisdom, we need power, true love for each other. We have had so many big and empty ways. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hand. You are living glorious church, not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind blow. Touch your people once again. Lord, we see your tired servants, broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious saving hand. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry. Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, give your precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. You are living glorious church. Temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority in power, let your mighty rushing wind blow. Oh, touch your people. I have heard of Christians long ago. They were born before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. Hallelujah! For the Son of God. Oh, they would not, never, never deny. Like a great angelic choir singing, you will almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength. Oh, with all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance. The years have come, and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus still goes on. Now the time has come, oh, to count the cost, to reject the curse, to embrace the cross. But one by one, let us turn our lives for the God who died. Oh, for me to give us life till the trumpet sounds on the final day. Let us proudly stand and boldly. Oh, let's pledge, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength. With all I am, I plead to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. To the Lamb of God, who bore my pain, who took my place, who hold my shame. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the land.
Oh, we pledge,
I pledge allegiance to the land. With all my strength,
with all I am,
I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the land.
Oh, I pledge
allegiance to
the land.
With all my strength, with all I am, I will sing to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Just leave it for me, leave it for me. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Is there anyone that we got to pledge allegiance to?
No.
There is no just one Christ greater than what the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And tonight we are here to pledge that allegiance. With all our strength, with all that we are. Praise the Lord. Our thoughts, our minds, our hearts, everything, we pledge it as an allegiance to Him, that He is the one that we honor.
Amen.
Praise God. How many are happy to be in the presence of the Lord this evening? We are thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
For the day, our going out and our coming in, those who have been to work, the grace of the Lord has been your side. And our children also, we thank the Lord that if they have gone, they went to school, they are back in the homes. And we thank the Lord for generosities that He has given to us from our various homes, coming right down in His presence. Praise God. Tonight we have a visitor amongst us here. Praise God. His brother Victor. Amen. Is that him? Brother Victor, God richly bless you. Just say God bless you. He said from Trakai.
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 Yeah. Trili.
Trig. Oh. Ah, okay. You are welcome, brother. He's a friend of Brother Vlad. God bless you, brother. Bring in a friend. And it's a small fellowship, and you are welcome every time here. And we want to be together as brethren in Christ Jesus. God richly bless you for coming. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another grace that, Lord, you have given to us to come right in your presence, O God. Father, we thank you for today, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you for everything that, Lord, you, through your mercies and your grace and your protection, have seen us through, Lord. And Father, we thank you above all for your loving kindness, Lord, towards us. We thank you for the church. We thank you for this fellowship, Lord. And Father, this night, Lord, our prayer is that, oh God, may the Holy Spirit reveal to us, Lord, the things that we need, oh God. Oh, the life to apply, that the church, oh God, oh, might be fully established, Lord Jesus, in the faith that was once delivered unto the apostles and the saints, Lord. Father, that's our prayer tonight, oh God. May tonight, oh Lord, we receive from you something, oh God, a substance that, Lord Jesus, will forever, oh God, be our life, Lord. And even, Father, even as we turn to your word, oh God, we pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will come, oh Lord Jesus, and speak to us, Lord. Make your word alive unto us, Lord. Father, we thank you for, once again, this privilege, oh God, to be in your presence. We thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Let's be seated for a while. This evening, we got to speed from all the way from Sligo. Amen. From the one end of the country to one end. You know, Sligo is at the, is it westmost or? Yeah, the west side. Eh? Sligo in the west and Dublin in the east. So we've crossed straight. When you look at the two cities, Sligo and Dublin, they are almost in parallel. And we've crossed over from the west to the east. Amen. And we thank God for the generosity that He's given to us. And tonight, we're going to have a Bible studies. Praise the Lord. A Bible studies tonight. And everyone has time to ask a question, or if you have a contribution, why not? You can come in. Brother Wilmo, please, can you set this one of the speakers here if anyone wants to come here? And then, so tonight, we want to see some of the things that we believe. Praise God. Because we have some of our new brothers who are come in, and they need to know the scriptures. And many a time when someone asks you, you would be able to see something. Praise God. So tonight we want to look at why we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Why we baptize? Because many people baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Olga, isn't it? You were baptized in what? In the name of Jesus Christ. And Brother Craig, you were also baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So we get brethren who are growing, and she says that they are growing, and you need to know some of the scriptures so that you could explain to someone. Because when I ask you now why you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, if somebody meets you, why everybody is baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but you people are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, would you be able to tell him something? Yeah, today this speaker is there. So let us now look at the scripture. Let us turn to the reading. We have two scriptures to read, which we will see. The first one is Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And the second one is Acts 2, 38 and 39. These are the two scriptures that carries all the controversies. But there is no controversy in the Word of God. Amen. So let's read the first scripture. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all powers is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Oh, praise God. Let's read the second scripture, Acts 2, 38 and 39. Let's hear the word of God again here. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Dear Lord, we are looking at the truth, Lord. And tonight, Father, we want to learn something more, God. So Holy Spirit, come in, O Lord Jesus. Where, O God, we need something, O Lord. Father, we pray, the Lord, you enlighten, O God, your word unto us. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, we bless you. May you be seated. So now we have two scriptures. Our topic tonight is, was Peter wrong? Our topic is what? Was Peter wrong?
No.
Good. Praise the Lord. Because when we look at the first scripture that we read, Matthew 28, 18 to 20, Jesus was speaking to what? The disciples. Let's look at it again, brother. Sister, give it to us once again. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This is what Jesus told them.
Hallelujah.
My sister, this is what he told them. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Then Peter also says something. Give that to us. Peter also said, Acts 2, 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there controversy here?
No.
Or is the word of God contradicting itself?
No, never.
Then the question is, why people, some baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and others also baptize in the name of Jesus Christ? Now, many people that baptize in this Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they stand on it strongly. Said that is exactly what Jesus said. What Jesus said, we must always follow. What the Bible says, you shouldn't add, you should not subtract. They'll begin to quote to you. Praise God. Said it should be exactly what Jesus said. Then the question is, was Peter wrong? Then, if it's anyone who will stand on that, one question you got to ask that person also is that, okay, you tell him, my brother, my sister, I want to ask you something also here. So you can quote, you can ask him this question from about John the Baptist. That is Isaiah 43 to 5. Give it to us. Let's see something. They say that it should be what? Exactly what the Bible says. What Jesus have said. Good. Then let's look at this also. Isaiah 40. So you can ask those people that let's turn to Isaiah 43 and look at it there. You get the point? We are trying to see how we can what. Because he said he has given us wisdom. So that we can what? We can stop the mouths of what? The gainsayers. Praise the Lord. This is wisdom. So that's what we... So you can ask the person, okay, now turn to Isaiah 40, 3 to 5. And what is there? Is that the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our Lord. You see? Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. You see? The mouth of the Lord has spoken this. Now, they believe that this prophecy is for what? John the Baptist. For that one, they will never deny it. That this prophecy belongs to what? John the Baptist. Amen. Amen. Then you ask him, when John the Baptist came, this is also from the mouth of God spoken, isn't it? Amen. When John the Baptist came, did he make, then that means he was coming as a what? A contractor. Huh? Road contractor, isn't it? Uh-huh. Earth moving machines. Then goes to the desert because, and then start making what? A highway. Valleys, he will fill all of them. Every mountain, every hill, he will have to what? Break everything away. All the crooked areas, he will make it what? Plain. You see? And then you ask him, when John the Baptist came, tell us or show us the route, the highway he made. Because this also, it's spoken from the mouth of God. See? Praise God. This also, did John, you asking, did John come making, preparing a road? But that's what the scripture is saying. If you look at it, that is exactly what he's saying. And you will never get any answer. That is why you got to tell him, they said, look, my brother, you need to know by revelation. Amen. Amen. It's a mystery that what you need to know. And the only one that can reveal this to you is he himself. Is he. That can reveal it to you. Because he is the word. Praise God. And so you see that there is a scripture. Let's read that scripture. There is a scripture in... There's a scripture in Luke 10, 22. Give it to us. Luke 10, 22. It has to take him to reveal to you. He said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. We will be coming on that, the question of this Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is. No man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father. And who the Father is, but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Praise God. So there is a revelation of who that Father is. There is a revelation of who that Son is. And no one knows. It's only the Son who knows who the Father is. And the Father also, he is the only one who knows who the Son is. And then to whom he will choose to reveal to. Amen. And so you are the one he has what? Revealed to. Praise God. So we see this case of John the Baptist. He came, but the people of his time couldn't what? Couldn't recognize him. They have read from the book of Isaiah. You see? That he was coming. There was coming a man who would come and prepare the way for the Messiah to come in. Coming to prepare the way for the Messiah to come in. They were looking for that man. Said, I'm the voice crying in the wilderness. And we know the life of John. As the prophet said, when he was 9 years, when the parents died, he went straight into what? Into the wilderness. When he was 9. And it was there, feeding on what? Insects and honey and all those of things. And he from there was what? Preaching about what? The coming of Christ. So the people went back looking at the scripture and said, is it him? Even they went to him to ask, is it him? But the thing was, the way they were expecting that voice in the wilderness to come, it didn't come their way. See, the way they thought. But one thing is that our thought is not God's thought. Amen. Praise the Lord. See how God always comes to his people. Watch it closely, brethren. That's why when you live high, you will miss him. Because he's always what? Comes in humility. Praise God. That's the way how the Pharisees were living. They were living so high. They've made themselves so high. With what? Big, big clothes flowing all over. See? And they were expecting John the Baptist to come in a way, that one who was coming to prepare the way, coming to what? The chief priest, the synagogue and the chief priest will, see, they will make their traditions and they will be following him. And see, all those of things that was they were thinking. Now they see this man right in the wilderness with what? A sheepskin around him. No. How could he be the one? You see. And when Jesus was even talking, he said, let's see what Jesus even talked about this man. And could you imagine how they could just miss this man? He said, among them that are born of women, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Matthew 11:11. He said, verily, verily, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Could you just imagine that? And then look at verse 14. And he said, if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was to come. And they missed him. See. Verse 18. He said, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he had a devil. You see, look at that. God's man. See how they missed him. Because he didn't come his way, their way. They miss him. See, he came not eating or drinking, and they say, ah, he had a devil. And then the Son of Man comes, at verse 19, and he's eating, drinking, and they say, ah, behold, a man of gluttonous, a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But he said, but wisdom is justified of her children.
Amen.
Amen. So, you begin to ask why people miss this God's grace. It has all, as we are saying, it all amounts to what? For God to reveal to you. And we thank God that we, in our time, we've had a prophet.
Amen.
Through whom all every revelation, oh, now we've received them. Praise God. So we are coming on to the question of why we baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, looking at Matthew 28:19 again, if there is a question, you can just come and ask. If you have a contribution, you come and add. Brother James? Amen. So looking at Matthew 28:19 again, he said, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go on. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This was not the only thing that Christ talked toward to the disciples before he was what, taken up. This was not the only thing Jesus spoke to them. Let's look at other things that Jesus spoke to them. One of them is Acts 1:4-8. Let's look at that also. Jesus spoke this, that go into the world, teach them, baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That was not the only thing that Christ spoke toward the disciples or the apostles. But there is something also. Let's look at Acts 1:4-8. Now, he said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So this is something also Jesus spoke to them. And he told them that, look, go to Jerusalem, remain there. Don't come out, don't go anywhere until you have received the promise of the Father.
Amen.
And what is this promise? Before even he was crucified, he said something again to them. Let's look at it at John 16:12-13. Let's look at it. That very promise, he spoke about it here also. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whosoever whatever he shall hear, as the Holy Spirit will hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Amen. Now look at it, verse 13 again. It said, when the Spirit of truth is come, that is the Father's promise. The Holy Ghost is what? The Spirit of truth. And he will guide you into all truth. Praise the Lord. This is one strong scripture to prove that the Holy Spirit is not a lie. Amen. So that it came upon the people and they were asked to baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Spirit what? Turned this into baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Jesus himself saying that Spirit is what? Is a Spirit of truth. And it will guide you into all truth. Amen. That Spirit will not speak of himself. Amen. And whatever he hears, that is what he will speak. Amen. And he will show you things to come. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, here it is. You ask those people, do you believe that the apostles or the disciples, they received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost? Do you believe it? You ask them, do you believe it? They cannot refuse it. They received what? The Holy Ghost. And do you know what the Holy Ghost is? This is what Jesus said the Holy Ghost is. It's a Spirit of what? Truth. And it will guide you unto all truth. Oh, praise the Lord. It will never speak of his own. So that we say that the Holy Spirit changed something. And so if it will guide you to all truths, and the Holy Ghost has fallen upon these people on the day of Pentecost, how would they do something wrong? Contrary. How would they do it? The Spirit of truth that will guide you unto all truths comes upon you. It will guide you towards the absolute truth. Amen. And so if they were baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ, then that is the absolute truth. Amen. And so my brother, if you don't know, look. Come, sit down. Let me come and receive the revelation of who the Father is, who the Son is, and who the Holy Ghost is. See? If you don't understand it. And so don't say that when they see that they are being cornered, they'll say, after all, they are all the same. They are all the same. They are never the same. Amen. Tell him, they are never the same. The prophet have talked much about that. That Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Ghost is not a name. And when you look the instructions closely, even in Matthew 28:19, he said, baptize in the name. In the name. Not in the names. Oh, they're forgetting their plurals. Huh? You ask him, why? You went to school, didn't learn singulars and plurals? Because three people, you can't say name. If there are three people, you can't say in the name. You have to say in the names. You see? But the Bible says, in the name. So there is only, he's looking for one name. That covers the whole Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I see Sister Olga really happy. You're understanding it, huh? Good. Amen. So that is it. The name of who the Father is. The name of the Son. The name of the Holy Ghost. You see, that is why he said, no one knows. See? He said, no one knows who the Father is. Amen. Tell him. He said, no one. The Bible said, no one knows who the Father is. No one knows who the Son is. Only the Father knows who the Son is. And only the Son knows who the Father is. And then who he will reveal to. So if you want the revelation, brother, humble yourself. Just put all what you have learned from your denomination, put it somewhere and humble yourself and let the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, come upon you and lead you onto the truth. Oh, praise the Lord. So, we look at one scripture. Is there any question? You had to ask questions because this, I'm not here to preach. We are all learning. Amen. So if someone has any contribution, come in. Amen. Now let's look at one scripture here. Now to prove the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That is Jesus Christ. Let's look at this scripture here in where is this scripture that's just going over my head without controversy? Great is the mystery of. Is it in Timothy? I think it's in Timothy. Timothy, 1 Timothy 3:16. I always, that's a scripture, I always put it in my, I always look at John 3:16, and I always compare to it, I forgot, okay. 1 Timothy 3:16, yeah. He said, and without controversy, see, this one big scripture the prophet always used to prove what the Godhead. Amen. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen. So who is that? Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. There is no controversy about it. But it is a great mystery. And it needs to be revealed to you. Amen. See? There's no controversy, no confusion. Amen. In the Word of God. So now, the above scripture, when you look at it, you could see that even it is self-explained. It's self-explained. But you won't understand why people read this and still cannot what? Comprehend it. Do you know that that is also a scripture? It's a scripture. If you can't comprehend it, it's a scripture. Because Jesus said, in this is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. We say it by hearing, ye shall hear and shall not understand. Amen. And in seeing, ye shall see and will not what? Perceive. Amen. That's Matthew 13:14. See? In this, people what will hear, but they won't understand it. They will see you open it to them. Oh, one time, the way how I sat with one sister, we looked through the whole of what? 1 Corinthians 14 about tongues. She was really convinced. Everything is there. She looked at it, looked at it, looked at it. She went back to still where? See, they all together come, and then the minister will just make, and then all of them, speaking tongues. I opened everything to her. I said, look, this, look at what the apostle Paul is saying about this. And she looked as if she has understood it. And she went back again. She couldn't comprehend it. That's why I said, it's a prophecy. That they will hear, they will not understand. They will look at it, they will never what? Perceive. But you, he said what? Blessed are your ears. Amen. For you, when you hear, you understand. Blessed are your eyes. When you see, you perceive. You must give glory to God, brethren. Because there are many people, many of these ministers, they've gone to what? Big, big, big schools. They say Bible schools, big schools. And they'll come out with degrees, doctorate degree in what? Divinity, in Bible and everything. And yet, that also they have what? A scripture. Is that what? That scripture, who knows? That where Jannes and Jambres, he said they are what? Ever learning and never coming to the truth. See? Yeah, let's read that scripture. Give us that scripture. It's in Jude, eh? That's the kind of Bible studies we are making. Everybody contributes, eh? Yes. So sometimes I didn't write to all these scriptures. I'm coming so that everybody will contribute. Amen. So, yeah? Ever. In 2 Timothy, where you see Jannes and Jambres. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, as James and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Go down. Go on. I believe the scripture is there. Yeah, verse 9. It's verse 7, rather. Amen. Where is it ever learning? Verse 7. It's verse 7. Okay, then go to verse 7. Amen. Said, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. See? They'll be learning 5 years in the university, learning what the Bible comes out with, doctorate degree, ever learning, and yet they'll never come to what? To the knowledge of the truth. The prophet said, it is not education. It is not education. It is a revelation. Amen. It's a revelation. It's not education. If it was education, we wouldn't have a prophet in the person of William Branham. See how God, when he comes, in that way, and it goes over the head of what? The wise and the prudent. Goes over their head. In simplicity. Amen. In humility. Amen. My brother, if you never live that kind of life, you always miss God. Amen. But when you come to that level with him, you will see him every day. Amen. Praise God. You will see him every day. Because that is where he is. Amen. So, now, they have a challenge. They will try to challenge you. Now, let's look at some scriptures in Deuteronomy. Let's look at some scriptures in Deuteronomy. I've given you these scriptures before. And Isaiah, let's look at it to prove that there is only one God. Amen. So, let's go to the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 4:35. Give it to us. Deuteronomy. So you'll be writing them down, please. He said, unto thee it was shown. See? Unto we it has been shown. That thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Praise the Lord. There is no one beside him. Then why do you make them make him three? You see it? Why do you make him three? There's no one beside him. They will bring a question, we will answer it. To Deuteronomy 4:39, the same word is in 39. Go to 39. He said, know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart. That the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Amen. See? So we don't have... because they will tell you, we will come to that question. They will tell you that, then why was Jesus praying to the Father? Oh, Father, Father, Father. There is no God in heaven and another God on earth here. Praise the Lord. That's the scripture is giving that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and at the same time upon the earth beneath. There is none else. These are strong scriptures. Deuteronomy 6:4. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. The Lord our God is what? One Lord. Amen. Deuteronomy 32:39. You may be asking why Deuteronomy. We move to another thing again. Deuteronomy 32:39. He said, see now that I am he, and there is no God with me. Oh, hallelujah. There is no God with me. Because Jehovah Witness, they say that there is the Jehovah God, and then Christ is what? A God. So when their translation, their Bible translation, John 1, coming down, he said, in the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. You know their own translation. He said, in the beginning was God. No, let me see. I wrote it here. Wait, let me see. The way how they translated their own. He said... Their own translation, they said, they said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and he said, well, let me see, where did I write this in? Translation, you see. Was the Word of God. It was the Word. The Word was. They said, then the Word was a God. You see. And that's God was with what? The Jehovah. That's the way how their translation is. It's never so. Praise God. Here it is. Now let's look at Isaiah 43, 10 and 11. Let's just quickly read. He said, ye are my witnesses. Oh yes, let us be witnesses of God. Amen. Saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know that and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Oh, so the same God of the Old Testament is the same Jesus in the New Testament. No God will be formed, was ever formed before him, or another God be formed after him. See, making them what? Two or three. Because Jehovah Witness people, they believe in two gods. And many other denominations, they believe what? Three gods. But we believe in one God. Amen. And then Isaiah 45, 6. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, as from east and west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Oh my. Just straight. There's none else. Let's read. There are many, but let's read Hosea 13:4. Let's include Hosea 13:4. Is that yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. Amen. See? And Jesus Christ is our Savior. Amen. And there is no Savior beside me. Amen. I am the same Savior. Amen. See? The same God. We all know this scripture. When one time these Pharisees met with Jesus Christ and they wanted to belittle him, see? They knew his life story, that there was a girl that got pregnant whilst they have not yet married, see? And they've gone to Nazareth to get all these stories. You know, Nazareth people themselves, they never liked him. See? They never liked him. That was where Joseph and Mary, they grew up. Joseph was working as a carpenter in Nazareth. So they knew Jesus when he was born. They knew about Mary that she was claiming that it was the Holy Spirit that overshadowed her. You see? And they didn't believe it. They didn't want to take that. But they knew that the scripture points to something like that, because it said, a virgin shall conceive. See? The scripture was there. A virgin shall conceive. But they see the whole thing, when they look at the home, that Messiah is coming. Ah, so no, it can't be. Though You see, though she's a virgin and she has conceived, but this cannot be compared to what our prophet Isaiah prophesied. No, it can't be possible from this carpenter's home. No, sir. No, 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 no. We are not going to take it. See. So we know when he went to the wilderness, after 40 days and 40 nights, when he came back, the first synagogue he entered was in what? Nazareth. When the scroll came to him, where he opened up to what? The book of Isaiah. Amen. Said, the Spirit of God is upon me. Amen. And it has what? Anointed me. Amen. To preach the gospel. Amen. Unto the poor.
Amen.
See, to set free those in captivity. Amen. Just read all everything there. He said, this day, is this scripture
Amen.
Fulfilled in your eyes?
Amen.
Close it, give it back to what? The minister. They looked at, the Bible says, they all fixed their eyes upon him. See? When they fixed their eyes upon him, that was the time he said, this day, this scripture is what? Is fulfilled.
Amen.
And what did they do? Instead of what? Believing. You knew this little girl. Nice girl. Very respectable girl. You knew very well that the girl was what? Never would ever meet any man. Go behind Joseph. You knew it. And this is something that you must know, that a virgin has conceived. Instead of what? The whole of Nazareth say, praise the Lord. God has fulfilled his promise in our midst. But never. They had wanted to push him over the cliff. See? To die. They wanted to push him over the cliff. And Jesus had to what? Go the other way and leave them. That's why he said, a prophet is what? A prophet is what? Brother, come and speak it well so that we will hear. A prophet is what?
It's not without one except in his own country.
You see?
Amen.
Amen. So on where he comes from, a prophet is not what? It's not recognized. It's not seen. It's not believed. And in his own country. So he has to leave. But he was what? He was the promised
Amen.
Messiah that was to come in our midst. You see. So he comes always in that simplicity.
Amen.
So now, you know the question they ask. They will tell you, brother, see, well, you are giving us more of this, but one thing we want to ask you, why God? We are going to, let's go to, you see, in the Old Testament, God says that when he was going down to destroy the Tower of Babel, he said something. He said, let us go. Huh? Let us go. Was it not Jesus or someone that God was speaking to? And so why do you say that? There is no God beside me, though the scripture. Is it contradicting? But he said, yeah, it's in the scripture. He said, let us. So who they will ask you, whom was God speaking to? They will tell, you see, they believe that it was what? Jesus Christ. Huh? Let's look at that scripture. That's Genesis 17. Oh no, Genesis, I'm mixing my scriptures today. It's helping because everybody will look for it. Amen. Where is the let us go? And confound them. That is a very good Bible study now. It's good that. Okay, Genesis 11, Genesis 11, verse 7. Genesis 11, verse 7. Okay. So, we know the story about what? The Tower of Babel. When after the flood, is that the Bible says people began to what? To increase in the world. And God had wanted them to what? To replenish. See? To spread all over. But these people will not what? Listen. But rather, they were building what? A tower to reach unto God. See? That's what? Disobedience. So, God, this scripture came here. He said, go to, let us go down and there confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. They will ask you, okay, whom was God speaking to? You see it? He said, let us go. So whom was God speaking to? Amen. Well, you tell him that, look, this let us, it is not only in this place alone. I will give you another one. I will add another one to what you are saying. And that one I want to add to what you are saying. You see, we are looking at how we need to what? Explain all these questions when they come our way. Because we believe that there is one God. Amen. And they will try to tell you that there are three gods. And one of them is that, let us go. Said, I will give you another scripture. I will support this your scripture with another one. And so you can tell him that, let's open to Isaiah 6:8. Said, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? You see, tell him that, you see this also. That means God, there is someone with this. That's, it wasn't only, because if it were only God, he said, who will go for me? But he said, who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Okay. Who will go for us? So he is giving you that, let us give him this also. That here also, even God also said, who will go for us? Amen. Now, who will go for us? Who was with God at that time? Who was with God when he said, who will go for us? Who were with God at that time? Who? It is still there. Said, okay. Let's start from verse 1. The same Isaiah 6. Let's start from verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. He saw what? The Lord. Amen. Only the Lord sitting what? Upon a throne. Amen. Not that kind of a trinity they draw with three people seated on what? Thrones. But here he said, sitting upon what? A throne high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Oh my. Amen. Yeah, next verse. Above him stood the seraphims. Now take notice. Above him stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And so who were with God at that time? The seraphims. See, the angels. Praise the Lord. It wasn't another God. He was alone sitting what, on the throne. And with what? With these seraphims. You see, that is why he said, who will go for us? He came with these angels. Oh, hallelujah. See, he came to Isaiah with what? With these angels. Because it was one of the seraphims who took what? The coal from what? The fire from the altar and put it upon his mouth so that it would purge all what? His sins. Said, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word of God be established. Amen. This is not, Isaiah is not the only one who saw God with what? With the seraphims. The same word. The same seraphims that Isaiah saw is the same seraphims what? Prophet, Micaiah. Micaiah also what? Saw the same thing. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 18:18. So he always moved with what? With these seraphims. And John in the island of Patmos saw the same people, the same description. See? So it wasn't another being. So it was these angels when God said, let us go and confound them, because he was, the prophet said, look, the prophet said, before the world, the earth was what? Created. Before heaven and earth was created. See, God was alone. Amen. But there were attributes in him.
Amen.
Attributes to be a father.
Amen.
Attributes to be a healer. Attributes to be a savior.
Amen.
Amen. And he was what? A God that needed to, what, to be worshipped.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he, the first people he created were what? The angels.
Amen.
Amen. But be joyful. Huh? Be joyful. Where were you at that time? You were in him.
Amen.
When even the foundation of what? The world was, had not been what? Been put. You were in him.
Amen.
Amen. See? You were in him. When he had not yet even laid the foundation. You and I, we were in him. That's why he asked Job that question. He said, when I laid the foundation of this earth, where were you?
Amen.
The day that what? The children of God shouted. Where were you? We see, we were in him. That's what the prophet says. Praise God. Very great. See, Genia was in me.
Amen.
Amen. He was in me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You were in your father.
Amen.
See? And then he expressed
Amen.
That image.
Amen.
See? So let's look at Chronicles 2:18-18. He said, again he said, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne. You see, one Lord. And all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left.
Amen.
See, it wasn't what? Another man.
Amen.
Another God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's the same thing what John also saw. So the question of let us, it is not another God that is, was with God, because already the scripture says there is no one else besides me. See, there is no one beside me. There is no other God. They were angels. And he said, let us. He tells the angel, let us go. Let's go and confound them. Let us do this. Amen. So it wasn't another God, another person. Praise the Lord. So you see that truth now. Then, let's look at the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son. This, right from the Old Testament, there was nothing like that. But meanwhile, let me stop here. If anyone has a question. So that... Brother Vlad, it looks as if you have a question. Yes. No question? Okay, okay. The studies, you are not making the studies look like a Bible studies. Let's see. Our next Bible study, let's find another topic that we, the things that we believe, so that we all go and make study them out, so that one of these days when we come for Bible studies, we will, what topic do you want us to take? The dividing line between
law and grace.
Okay. Hoy. Big topic. The dividing line between what? Law and grace. Hoy. Serious. Praise the Lord. Let us go and make a search. Because we believe that one of our beliefs is that it is the grace of God. Amen. It's grace that went, picked us, and brought us to where we were. See, just like the prophet gave the story of the eagle that laid egg, see, and a farmer or a hunter found that egg and brought it home and put it in amongst what? The eggs of the chicken. See? You understand what I'm saying? He found the egg, put it under his own eggs, the eggs of chickens, and the chicken had to what? Lay over these eggs and brood over them, see? And the same heat that is needed, actually, it's great at what? The fowls came out, the birds came out, but one was what? An eagle. And the others were what? They were chickens. See? You know the story already?
Yeah.
You know the story. So, that was how we were. See? We were taken from where we were through sin. See? Sin separated us from God and took us somewhere else. But the grace of God, because he knew us, we were in him before he laid the foundation of the earth. He was looking for us. See, we were scattered all over, and grace came looking for us. And grace found us, and we are seated here tonight. We really appreciate the Lord. Amen. So the question of father and son, right from the Old Testament, we never heard about what the question of what? The son. We never heard about the son. The whole of the Old Testament. But Christ was in the Old Testament. Amen. You know, when these Pharisees, what I was about to say, then the whole thing went, they were trying to belittle him. So they started, said, we have Abraham as our father. See, anyone that has been born a bastard, you are not Abraham's seed. You see? You've been born a bastard, you are not what? Abraham's seed. And so look at the way how they intentionally put it. We have Abraham as our father. See? Because they knew that Christ, they knew that they want to tell Jesus that you cannot claim that Abraham is what? Is your father. Because your mother was betrothed to a man, and she went behind the man and took another man's seed. That's you. That's you there. You cannot be what? Counted as what? Abraham's seed. See? You have been born in sin. That's what they want to tell Jesus. And Jesus looked at them. And he said, look, if you have Abraham as your father,
amen,
you would have known me.
Amen.
If Abraham is truly your father, you would have known me.
Amen.
See? Because Abraham that you are talking about,
amen,
he rejoiced when he saw me. Say, huh? They were taken aback. What this man trying to say? But we know you are not even up to 50 years. And then you are telling us that our father Abraham is, you met our father Abraham? Look at this. Look, before Abraham was,
amen,
I am.
Amen.
Amen. And truly, and when we go toward the Old Testament, Abraham met whom?
Melchizedek.
And the whole thing, he met what? He said, when God saw Moses, he said, for you will know my name as what?
I am.
Okay. But Abraham knew me as what? The Almighty God.
Amen.
I introduced myself to Abraham as what? Almighty God.
Amen.
You see? And look at it. Abraham met what? God. And now Jesus said, I was the one.
Amen.
It's the same thing again. The rock that was following what? The children of Israel in the wilderness. Yes, somebody give us that scripture. Someone give us that scripture. He said, that rock is in Corinthians, I believe. He said, that rock that followed them was what? Was Christ. Oh, my. So great. See, please forgive me because, as I was saying, all these scriptures I should have. But I just left slide go and. 1 Corinthians chapter. Okay, sister, give it to us. 1 Corinthians. See? So Christ is in the Old Testament.
Amen.
But as what? As God.
Amen.
The pillar of fire that followed them, that led them daytime and night was what Christ, the rock. Oh my. Oh, praise the Lord. It shows that he is what? The fountain of life. Christ says, I'm the fountain of life. When they were in what? The wilderness. He said they ran from one manhole to another manhole looking for water. And there was no water. Man made this. And when you read this message book, it's so great. The broken cistern. Oh my. See? Running from one hole to another. Looking for water. My, they couldn't get it. See how man dug what? Pits. See? They cannot what? Produce water by itself. Comes to dry season, they all dried up. Wells without water. Yeah, give us the scripture. See. All we know is that it was what? God. Who was with what? The people in their journey through the what? The wilderness. But now it tells us that he was Christ, the rock. Amen. Let's start from verse 3. Oh, verse 2. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. 2. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was what? Christ. Oh my. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight, and I think our time is just up. And let's just, musicians, just come, give us one song. And the deacon says, the middle line, between what? Law and grace. My, this is a big topic. Amen. And then we have topics like what? The serpent seed. Well, we believe that it wasn't an apple they ate in what? In the Garden of Eden. Amen. We don't believe that kind of story. If people eat apple, the prophet said, if people eat apple, and they will know that they are naked, and then let us give them more apples. Because everybody in the street is what? Half naked. You see? So let's give them apples, and they will know that they are naked, and they will cover their nakedness. It's not apple. So there is that topic also. And then all the mysteries. The mysteries. Many of them. See? I'll read it to you. We have a number of what mysteries that needs for us to able to know them. So these are some of the things that, and then why a woman shouldn't preach. See, these are some of the topics that we need to get when we come to prayer Bible studies. God richly bless you.
I enter the holies of glory. Oh, I enter through the narrow gate. I enter to worship you, Jesus only. I enter to honor my Lord, I will, Lord, I will worship you.
For your name is all, for your name is only, for your name is only God, for your name is only, for your name is only, holy, holy,
holy,
oh Lord, your holy God, for your name is only. Oh, your name is holy, oh, holy, holy God. Oh, I enter,
Holies of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb.
To worship you only, I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you, Lord.
I worship.
For your name is holy, for your name is holy God, for your name is holy, for your name is holy, 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 Lord, your holy God, for your name is holy,
for your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, tonight in your name. Thank you, the Lord, we have only one name, the name Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you that you have given us this revelation, Lord, of who you are. Father, we thank you that we are the ones that, Lord, you have revealed yourself to us, God. Father, we know how, oh, the world, they look at this. And as yet, they said,
hallelujah.
Oh, he's a Beelzebub. The Lord, we see you as your God. Oh, the Almighty God, the Jehovah, the Creator of heaven and earth. That's how we see you, God. The Lord, you are our life. You are our Savior. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord Jesus. That, Father, in this our day, oh God, we were once also in the same way, but Father, your grace has been so sufficient for us, oh God, that you have brought us from all this confusion, oh God, all teachings of false prophets, Lord. Father, we thank you, the Lord. You have given us, oh Lord Jesus, oh Malachi 4. Oh, that Lord, every mystery, Lord. Oh, Father, it's finished. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. We are recipient to God of all these revelations, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, your name is holy. Your name is holy. We thank you, Lord. Just say something to the Lord. Just say something to the Lord. Just commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Just thank him. Just commit yourself. Say something to him. Something to him. If there is anything upon your hand, oh, he's here. He's here. Just say, Lord, just speak to him. Say something to him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with all ears, Lord, as you are listening to all your church this hour, God. Father, we know the Lord. You are the one, oh God, that can supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Father, see through the blood of Jesus Christ, God, this hour. Lord, meet your children, oh God, Lord.
And even Lord Jesus, this evening, we want to commit our precious brother Victor, Lord, into your hands, who has visited us, Lord, this evening, O God. Father, we commit his life, Lord, into your hands, O God. Now, that is not all easy for someone, O God, at this time that we are living in, O Lord, to spare even a little time to come and hear the word of God. But Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for his life, Lord. That Father, he has taken, O Lord, upon himself today, O God, by faith, believing that there is a God, to come and fellowship around the revealed word, to fellowship with other brethren, O God. Father, bless him, O Lord. Bless his home. Bless his family, Lord. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, will pick him up, Lord, and do something, O Lord Jesus, that, O God, the way how you brought us in, O Lord, Father, he will see that same light, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God, because he said, until the last one comes in, we can never go home. Father, we thank you that you are the one that asks your church, Lord. Father, we believe the Lord Jesus, you bless him, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, we commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. And commit, Lord, our precious sister, who is expecting now, O God, also into your hands, Lord. All sisters that are carrying life in their wombs, Lord. Father, we commit all into your hands as we pray for our sister now, this hour, O God. Father, we pray that you strengthen him. Father, be her strength, Lord, at this time of transition, O God. As she's coming to the end, O Lord, of these 9 months, carrying this life, O God. Father, we pray that, Lord, Lord Jesus, you grant him safe delivery, O God. Be with him, be with her, and be with our precious brother, Pastor, O God. Because at this time, O Lord, it is not easy for all of us. But we believe that, Lord, you are in control of every situation, O God. We believe it, O God. Even as we are praying, we know that, Lord, something is fixing to happen, O God. Oh, we believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We ask our precious brother Francois to come and close us in prayer.
Aside to seek for thy wisdom, Father. The revelation from thee, the virtue has gone out of his body, Father. We ask you that you shall restore virtue to his body, and you shall be always with him, Father, and bless his ministry, Father, and give him more, that when he stand here, thy people, thy church shall receive something from thee, Father. Because when we come, it's time not to meet with one another, but to meet with thee, Father. To hear from thee and to speak to thee. You know our prayer request unspoken, Father. And spoken one, we commence all them at thy hand, that you shall grant us according to thy will. Father, be manifest in each of us. We want to separate ourselves to different places, Father. We ask you that the same angel of the Lord that lead us to this place will return us, Father, and the next service when we come here, we will give glory and honor unto thee. We commend all at thy hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Jesus, I want to die to my will, be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done. Done in my life. Not my will, but thine be done. Be done in my life. When I do good, when I do good, it is present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. I must increase, he must increase. Your power in me is there, I believe. For this you bled on Calvary. Your bride's no longer a mystery. Oh, thine will be done. Be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my life. When I do good, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die in my sleep.